5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Would you guys like to hear the latest way to find out if you're a good person or not based on how the internet is going to judge you?
Yes.
We've heard about these personality tests before, or not these sort of character litmus tests. Like, what was the one we talked about the other day that they said was the same as whether or not you put the cart back in the cart corral after?
Yeah. Returning your keys at a hotel.
Yes. That's checking out of the hotel room. Yeah, mm-hmm. Returning your keys and everything else. This one is dumber than that.
Okay. All right. But I need to know my value from the internet. So,
all right. If you see a fly or another insect that has been caught in a spider web and the fly has not yet got it, will you rescue it?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
It's nature, man.
No. Watching a spider go to town on a fly is like one of the coolest things in the world.
Well, Hobbings, according to the internet, you are the worst of the worst people.
That's just nature.
The only thing worse than the people who don't rescue it, according to fly rescuers, is the people who actively enjoy, with their death boner, seeing the fly consumed by the more vicious creature, representing the capitalist.
Yeah, well, maybe. You know, it's less to me about the victimization of the fly and more about the work of the spider that I think is neat. We had a bush outside our first radio station, WCEN, and when I was working overnights, there was this awesome spider that lived in it, and it would make these awesome webs. And so you could see it, and it was. And
this is my favorite bush spider.
Have you been waiting to talk about your friend, the bush spider?
Yes.
Remember, back in the day, we had a bush outside of our radio station. Not many places had that.
Suddenly, Hot Wings is a pig giving messages to people.
True. It was one of those kick-ass corn spiders, though. You know, like one of the big ones. That if it was in your house, you would flee it and set it on fire. But with it outside the window, it was cool. And so I would watch this thing in the middle of the night, because when you're working at 2 a.m. on a weekday, let's face it, there's not a whole lot to do.
No, there wasn't. I can vouch for that.
And so,
all right, well, it's commercial break. So it's time to go watch my spider.
So it was kind of boring. And so I would watch this thing, and it would create the most beautiful, perfect spider webs. Mm. And something would go into it, and it would just emerge and do this immediate, like, crazy, like, they'd spin the victim in it. And so there were times where I would go outside.
Are you taking notes?
I would. No.
I'm learning some amazing moves from this
guy.
But
I would go outside and I would just flick stuff onto the web just so I could watch the spider come out and wrap it up real quick.
Like what, cigarette butts?
Guys, don't touch my flycatcher. I'm doing this so I can watch spiders kill things later.
Because it would feel the movement, and so it would just emerge and wrap it up before it even knew whether or not it was a real thing.
A spider a nicotine addiction.
Yeah, I would give that spider anything it wanted to watch it do its work.
Except food.
It was cool.
That spider taught me how to shoot my web, too.
That's when Hot Wings decided to be the TP murderer. Wrapping all of his victims in toilet paper until they could barely move.
Also, spiders, I like how you said that you wouldn't help a fly in a spider web because that's nature, but you would light a spider on fire if it were in your house. It seems very...
That's nature, too. That's my nature. You're in my dojo now. See, if the spider is outside, I'll leave them alone because that's their dojo.
Yeah, nature ends at my
house,
front door.
That's my home.
You mean where
that
home was built in their environment? Kind of sounds like maybe they're just trying to take him back over because you're the invasive species.
I'm bigger and have thumbs, so that's their problem, not mine.
I'm with you.
Yeah, chain of, what is it, like the
hierarchy of animals.
Yeah, the hierarchy.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Chain of command.
Chain
of,
I was thinking chain of nature.
Yeah, I'm a major. That spider is a private.
Yeah.
You'll kill the spider? You don't let him back outside? I mean, if it's like a cockroach or something, which I hadn't seen a cockroach in years, like, are they gone? But I'll kill that in a heartbeat.
No, we just don't have them here as much because it's colder because
of
our
winters. That's right.
Yeah.
But spiders, I catch them and let them outside.
So you would kill a cockroach, but you wouldn't kill a spider.
Okay? Right.
Well, that's your scale.
Yeah.
I would kill a spider.
I don't understand the point of cockroaches other than to be gross. So I've seen them come out of light switches before. And
they're pretty gross.
And they fly. People don't tell you
what?
That. Yeah, they can fly.
Yeah, they definitely can fly. Yeah.
I swear. I had one fly at me one time.
Text from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I found a praying mantis in a box, so I caught some spiders and threw it in there. It was like watching a martial arts movie.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It would be.
That's cool. So you're okay with that.
It's nature.
But Hot Wings thing.
Yeah.
Remember that time our friend brought in some pets from the pet store, and he brought in a hissing cockroach and a scorpion, and we said, will they fight? And he goes, well, it's a total mismatch. And we said, we don't care. And then the scorpion immediately took one claw, pulled the hissing cockroach's head off, and basically drank from it like a bottle.
It was crazy. God. It held up the headless cockroach, honestly, like double handing a ham sandwich.
It was like he was playing Edward Cockroach Hands.
It was like, it was both impressive and horrifying. How quick and gross that was.
He's eating it! He's eating it!
We were all like, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, we felt bad for the cockroach.
It was so swift and one-sided and disgusting.
Steve, a lot of people want me to tell you that you were trying to think of the word food chain.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. What did I
do? Chain of command.
I knew chain was part of it somehow.
Law of order or whatever you said.
Hierarchy of animals.
Yeah, so. Seems like, you know, PEMDAS.
Yeah.
Right? Parentheses first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a parenthesis.
Yeah.
Maitland, would you save the fly?
No.
Would you save a butterfly?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
I kind of understand.
But butterflies aren't annoying, though, like flies are.
But yeah, you're weird, though. You're weird in that you like butterflies, but you don't like moths.
You wouldn't save a moth, would you?
They're the same thing, just slightly less colorful.
I'd be like,
a moth is just a night butterfly.
Yeah, they just fly more erratically.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't like them. They got those weird bodies.
It's the same body.
It's not.
What's
moths
different?
Moths are shorter and stouter, whereas butterflies are like long and lean. And like the biggest part of them is their wing.
So
but moths sometimes have those weird little bodies.
You don't like stumpy creatures?
No. Don't look at Steve like that.
I didn't. You just brought him up. Did you hear that?
I wasn't even looking.
The look he gave you, Steve.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking up.
And I was looking because I thought Steve was going to play audio.
And he said he felt your eyes.
He wasn't even looking.
He felt it.
He felt it, yeah.
I'm here.
Steve's just a fly trapped in a web.
Is that how it feels? Sometimes it feels that way in here, right? Well, I guess I'm in the web now. I guess I'll just lay here until Hot Wings murders me.
Look, you don't save anything that has a swatter named after it. nobody makes a butterfly swatter.
So you would save any insect that's not a fly? By that logic.
No, maybe a butterfly.
Ladybug?
Because they're pretty. No, there's too many of those. And it's probably a Japanese lady beetle anyway, and they're invasive.
And the spider deserves a crunchy little snack every now and again.
Japanese lady beetle.
That's what they're called.
It is?
Yeah, the orange ones that aren't from here.
Are they the ones that are killing the trees?
Yeah, I don't think they kill the trees, but they bite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like true ladybugs are beneficial to crops, and they are not.
This text, I agree with Maitland. Moths are crackheads. Butterflies use medicine appropriately. what percentage of people said they would actually save the fly from the spider web?
It's anything above zero is liars.
Yeah.
3%.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I believe 3%.
Maybe 3% of bleeding hearts would save a fly.
Mm.
The thing that you try actively to kill when it's in your house.
This text, I had a June bug fly through the fire and then land on my eye.
Oh.
So like it's it was hot?
Was it on fire when it landed
was
on
it
you?
Burning? Yeah, like a phoenix.
That is crazy. He's alive! Out of my eyes! Oh, no. The doctor said I'm not supposed to get fiery June bugs in it.
Oh man, I took a June bug right to the soft spot above your clavicle when I was on my motorcycle once. And I'll tell you what, man, that almost knocked me down. That hurt. When you're going 60 on a bike and hit a June bug, it's the size of a rock. It hits you right in that
size,
soft that
size
soft
of a
spot.
Rock. A pebble.
A June bug. The June bugs are huge and they have a hard shell.
Yeah, man. Didn't you hear? It'll take you out.
It made it so I couldn't swallow for like 10 seconds.
Hot Wings, everlasting.
10 whole seconds?
Like, right like, I thought I was friends with the bug world after I had that bush spider, but now I'm being attacked by the taxi of bugs.
Let me take my knuckle and hit you in that soft spot at about 60 miles an hour, Steve, and you tell me if it hurts or not.
Why would he let you do that?
Because his laughter denotes he doesn't believe that that's painful.
No, I don't think he believe. I don't think it's that he doesn't believe it's painful. It's that all of your adventures sound stupid.
That was it was a terrible moment. I was out being rad ding, 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 on my ding. Motorcycle. Like Fonzie.
That sounds so rad.
Yeah. Listening to Huey Lewis, no doubt.
Never sounded more rad in my life.
Yeah. I was a party rebel.
These are all true facts. I probably
hey,
was listening
Schneider,
to Huey Lewis.
What are you doing? I'm taking a June bug to the soft spot of my clavicle.
No, above the clavicle.
Oh. My bad.
That vulnerable spot. Yeah. The Achilles heel of the chest.
Remember the great Greek warrior, clavicle?
Yeah. It's the adult fontanelle. It's a very,
it's a very
vulnerable area.
It does
area.
Seem like it could have flown through your thin skin and gotten into your lung and killed you.
Like, I feel like if I was better at martial arts, like, that's a place you'd target
Stop.
With your fingertip.
I thought you were going to say, you're going to, like, karate chop a June bug.
I thought he was going to say he was going to chop it
like,
in half.
I know, I was like, here we go.
I split it perfectly with my hand, and it went on both sides of my helmet.
I wish I
had. It didn't even wreck my Dora the Explorer helmet.
Man, it's terrible.
Maitland, do you think Hot Wings' helmet, when he had a motorcycle, had a picture on it?
Oh, yeah.
Like a bowling ball with something painted on the side.
It wasn't pictures. It was spider stickers.
I will have you know it was completely black.
In memory of my bush spider friend.
From all of the June bugs dying when hitting it.
Hey, I had that helmet until we used it for a stunt in here, and it got covered in food, and yes. Then I threw it away.
Is that the helmet I wore when I got my head shut in the cabinet?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was that one.
Thank God for that helmet.
And I thought, well, this is probably its last stunt because I've owned this helmet for about 20 years, and I think there's a shelf life on helmets.
That stunt was going to be get a June bug thrown at your clavicle, but we couldn't find any clavicle bugs.
Yeah, we can only throw them at 35 miles an hour.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.